So Kelly, I thought we could start with your childhood and sports. What was your first love?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. My parents kind of threw me into all sorts of sports when I was little just to try to figure out what I liked. And so actually dancing was one of my favorite. They signed me up for like dance classes, and I never really fell in love with like swimming and running and that stuff until I was more in like middle school.
Oh, okay. So I was doing some prep for this, and I saw they had like the cutest interviews with you doing cross country. Like they would interview you. I think it was middle school, maybe your middle school posted them or something.
Oh my gosh, Mackenzie.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll send you
those.
But they were so cute. But when would you say you got serious about swimming and cross country?
Gosh, I think I probably got really serious about swimming when I was like 13. And that was kind of like, the culture of swimming and running is kind of like you pick one before high school and then you go like and do that. At least where I grew up in Tennessee was kind of, that's what my coaches told me to do. So at 13, I decided to go and be like a full-time swimmer. And so, yeah, I made my first NCSA cut. So I don't know, for the people that know swimming, it's like this, it's like the first nationals meet you can make. So that was really exciting. And so from then on, I was just really sold on swimming, and I started running my last year of high school to make friends because we moved my senior year, and so swimming didn't start until the winter, so I was like, you know, I gotta figure out how to meet people and stuff. And so cross country is a fall sport, as we know, so yeah, that's when I started kind of taking running more seriously.
Kind of funny looking back that you took on cross country and how it served you now.
Yeah, I think about it all the time. Like, I really honestly think like my life is like this, just like all of these really serendipitous moments just kind of put together. And I just couldn't be more grateful for myself when I was a senior to take a risk like that.
And then you went to New Mexico first, right?
So I grew up for most of my childhood in Tennessee, and then I was born in New Mexico, and then we moved away, and then we moved back for my senior year.
And so fast forward, what was the commitment process like to Arizona Swim and Dive?
Yeah, so actually I was committed to swim and run, surprisingly, at the U.S. Naval Academy. So when I was a junior, the summer before my senior year, I committed to the Naval Academy. And then so I did all this running, and my body wasn't used to running. So I got a stress fracture. My spring track season of my senior year. And so at the Naval Academy, you have to go through something called plebe summer, which is like this grueling, I think it's six or seven weeks of just like boot camp. And so you can't go if you're hurt. So they said that I'd have to either defer or go to prep school for the Naval Academy. And I was really set on swimming and running or doing some kind of sports. And you're not part of the academy sports team when you're in the prep school or if you defer. And so I was like, you know what, I'll go to Arizona for 1 year, because that was the only other place I applied. And I'm from New Mexico, so it was close. And it also has the BA in law program. And so that was, my dream was to be a lawyer. So I was like, all right, I'll go to Arizona for 1 year, I'll swim. And then after that, I'll transfer back to the Naval Academy. So yeah, not a traditional way to get recruited. But I reached out to the Arizona Swim Coaches and asked if there is a place.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah.
So describe that first year and why you didn't end up going to the Naval Academy. Yeah.
It's, again, one of those really serendipitous, like, I'm so proud of myself for deciding to take a risk. Triathlon got added, like, I think during that year, I want to say. And so the coach at the time, Augie Bush, I asked him if I could try to be on the triathlon team because they needed people. And so I walked into Wes's office and I was like, hi, I'm Kelly. I really want to try this. Like, do you have a place for me on the team? My swim coach said it's okay. I was on scholarship from the swim team. And so he said it would be okay if I split my time. And so, yeah, I mean, I was hoping that it would be something where I could, again, make friends and, you know, enjoy my college experience. And I did this while I was still thinking maybe I would go back to the academy. But I sat down and I talked to my parents, and we had this really long, like, what do you want to do with your life type talk. And at the end of it, we kind of came to the fact that if I went to the Naval Academy, there would be several different, once you go, you have a 5-year commitment afterwards. So you have to serve for 5 years. And so At that point in my life, I was really, really set on going to law school right after I went to, I went through college. And so, and of course, there is that option at the Naval Academy. It's just, it's very competitive. And so with all the sports and stuff, and there's the caliber of academic people that go to the academy, I didn't know if that would have been an option for me right out of school. So I decided to stay here and give triathlon a chance. And then if not, I would just reapply to the academy the next year. I already had all my nominations and everything. Like I was really set. And then, yeah, I decided to just, you know, take a chance and try something new. And I seriously, like, it's changed my entire plan, and for the best. So
that's so cool. When you talked to Coach Johnson, what was his response to you?
You know, honestly, like, Wes has just this, like, positivity about him. So he was like, yeah, of course. And like, it wasn't like an immediate like yes, but like once I kind of described like what I was good at, and like I was like, I really think that like I can be someone that you can build this team around, because, you know, I'd like to think I'm really nice, and I can hopefully make people feel really welcome. And I know I'm probably not going to be like, you know, immediately amazing at this, but I hope that I can just be kind of like a solid foundation, right, for this first year team. And once I pitched it like that, Wes was like, yes, culture first. Like, and he, like, from the moment he was like, yes, I think that, you know, we need people that would, that have that idea, that mindset. And so that's why he brought in, like, Grace Reeder, who is just this wonderful, amazing person that really set us up. She's, like, our cornerstone, we always tell her. And so, and then Ellie Tuck, who's also just a wonderful person. Like, those were the three people that kind of went in from Arizona Athletics that were, like, previously on the sports team here. And yeah, and so we were all just kind of like, yeah, let's try this. And Wes just really took us on with a really, like, open arms, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What time of year was that?
That was the spring.
Wow. Okay, so when did preparation for triathlon then start for you?
It was that, yeah. So it was the spring. So I joined, and then Augie, because we were in, like, kind of, like, off-season after swimming, so we had just had Pac-12s. I started, like, training for triathlon, and I did my first race in the spring. So he brought me to, I think it was Richmond, Virginia. So hard, Mackenzie. So hard. I remember getting on, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've committed to this, so I'm gonna do it. But and I remember talking to him afterwards. I was like, how many races per year, Jim, are we doing? Like, how long is it usually? And anyways, yeah, so it was really eye-opening that first spring, right, like, getting into all the training and stuff. And then, yeah, I mean, we hit the ground running the next season, and, yeah, we met all these new people. I mean, honestly, it was just, like, I really don't know a better way to describe it other than I'm just, like, I'm so grateful, and I was just in the right place at the right moment.
What were some of the biggest learning curves for you, especially that first meet?
I would say I've never really been that comfortable with, like, biking in a really big group. And so when I first started biking in these big groups, I was always taught, like, you never get close to someone's bike wheel. Like, when the most I had biked as, like, a lay person, like a person that just rides a bike, is, like, down the street with my parents and stuff. And so in triathlon, you want to get as close as you can to the wheel, because you save, like, 30% of your power. So as long, because they take the wind. So they were trying to teach me how to draft and how to, like, jump on your bike. Like, so when you're, like, running to get on your bike, and you run, and then you just jump on your bike. And I was like, I remember we did it out in the mall, and I fell maybe every other time I tried it. And then the other part of it, I would just like get on and, like, wobble a bunch. And then I would say the learning curve was very, very steep, and is very steep still. I learned so much, and I think the reason that I had such a quick take to it is the people around me. They really took me in, and they showed me how to prepare myself for these big sessions, like how to eat right, how to sleep right, how to bike in a group, how to mount my bike. Yeah, I think, like, this whole journey has been something that's really special, but I think the best part, like, by far, is the people that I've gotten to meet, like, my teammates. So, yeah, they're my friends. for as long as, like, for the rest of my life. Sorry.
That's so cool. I heard, okay, on a funny side note, I heard you share a story one time about how you touched your bike before your helmet was on and you could get disqualified for that or something. Yeah. Like, talk to us about those rules and the, like, learning those little things along the way.
Triathlon, I think if there was, like, a fourth discipline, it would be, like, not getting disqualified. Like, it's like swim, bike, run, don't mess up. So yeah, if you touch your bike before you put your helmet on, you can get, like, disqualified. If you start early, you can get disqualified. If you're even, like, walking around before the race without your helmet on, touching your bike, you can get disqualified. Like, there's, if you're late to transition, you get disqualified. Like, there's just, like, so many things. And so, like, obviously coming from where I came from, I don't know, you just kind of, like, rock up and, like, you know, it's like take your mark, go, right? Like, there's not all of these extra details. So obviously learning that was really, really hard. But yeah, my first one, I got out of the water and I was like, oh my gosh, what planet am I on? And I ran up and I grabbed my bike and then I dropped it and then I put my helmet on and Jossie's like, oh, like, just, like, watching me. And I could tell she was, like, trying her hardest not to, like, reach in and grab me and do it for it. But anyways, yeah. Yeah, they were very patient with me at first.
Well, your first year, solid, but then your second year, just last year, I mean, you absolutely skyrocketed. How would you describe or explain the success and the improvement that you experienced during that time?
I think, honestly, it all comes from, like, obviously learning, becoming better. When you get to doing more training, right? Like, so I started very minimal training. Yeah, as soon as I kind of learned how to train, like, you train to train at first. So when you first get into the sport, right, like, your body is, like, what is happening to me, right? Because you're swimming, you're biking, you're running, you're lifting. You're doing all three almost every day. It's, like, almost 4 hours of exercise every day. And so there's, like, this huge, like, adjustment of, like, how much food do I need to eat? How much do I need to sleep at night? Like, what do I think about when I'm not doing triathlon so that I'm not, like, obsessed, right? Like, it's just learning how to exist and also do triathlon is, like, one of the biggest parts that kind of helped me get to the next level, I think. So at first you train to learn how to train. So I was training to my body to be able to train 20-hour weeks and to run 40 miles a week and to be able to run, like, ride 3.5 hours really hard on Saturday mornings, which is what we do. And to run, like, 10 miles at a time. Like, for me, like, before I did triathlon and before I did cross country, to be totally honest with you, like, I would consider, like a long run to be, like, maybe 30 minutes. Like, that's, like, a lot of running, right? And so, yeah, this coming weekend, I'm going to do 1 hour and 40 minutes running. Like, it's just, like, literally training your body how to be okay after doing these crazy amounts of exercise. And so I think the next thing that really helped me out was that, like, Wes had us do a lot of racing in the summer. And so then, like, all of this training, you're starting to train yourself how to race, how to, like, be in the moment, but also, like, trust all the work that you've done, if that makes sense. And so, yeah. And then just honestly, I think, like, our team dynamic last year, like, we were on a mission. Like, we had, like, this, like, such a, like, this vision of, like, what we could be and what we could achieve. And so, yeah, I mean, like, I really think that I saw a lot of gains when I started racing for my, you know, for myself, but also, like, just being so clear with what I wanted and where I was hoping to be in, you know, at nationals and then even past that. So yeah, I'm hoping to keep on doing that. And, you know, it's like triathlon always, Wes tells us, he's like, you know, every moment is an opportunity to learn something. So, like, every race, it's not like, you know, like, the outcome is going to be the only thing we're going to look at. Like, there's always something that you can learn or figure out or, I don't know, just take into your life even. So yeah, just kind of building off of what you've become. And there's always, like, I think there are always gaps. Like, I can tell you at least, like, 10 things that I should be doing, but I'm not quite there yet. Right. And I think, prioritizing progress over being perfect has been really, really instrumental in helping me do that.
And on top of that individual success, obviously the national championship too. Take us to the moment of crossing the finish line first for Arizona.
Honestly, I really don't even remember crossing the finish line. I just remember, like, looking around and, like, I was looking. I found, like, Jossie's eyes because Wes wasn't there. And she was, like nodding at me, like I think it's good. Like, you know, and because everything, triathlon is so, it's so variable. Like, you never know what's going to happen. Like, this past weekend, we had a couple people that are, like, some of our strongest athletes on our team crash. And so we got, we weren't where we wanted to be, like, as a team. And so, like, you can just never, you never know, right? And so, like, at that moment, I was like, where are we? Who's here? Who's not? Because I was looking around as I was racing. But, yeah, it's, like, it's one of those moments that, like, when I'm a grandma, or I'll be like, hey, kids, like, back in my day, this was something that, like, it was just, like, a moment, an experience, not even a moment, that I will never forget. It has, like, totally shaped me as a person.
Was there a moment you talked to us about that first race and being like,
yeah,
oh my goodness, yeah, what did I sign up for?
Yeah.
Flip side, was there a moment you were, like, so reassured of, yes, I made the right decision becoming a triathlete?
Yeah, I think they come in waves. Like, I don't think there's been just one moment where I'm like, this is what I'm meant to do. But I mean, like, that's what we're all searching for, right? Like, to be really content in what we're doing and who we are and where we're hoping to be. So, I mean, like, I have moments where I'm like, I'm just so glad that I'm here. And usually, like, it's when I'm, like, riding with my friends or, you know, doing just, like, the things that we do all together that just make us, like, our team special. Like, I don't know, hanging out after a workout or that kind of thing. And then, yeah, personally for me, like, I don't know, like, when I finish a workout that I maybe had never been able to do before, I'm like, wow, like, I just feel so fulfilled being this version of myself, which is really wonderful.
Well, hearing you talk about your teammates obviously becoming a triathlete and how time consuming and the dedication that takes, but also then the trajectory of your future and what you want to do with the sport, can you describe how Arizona Triathlon has changed your life?
That's the right word, and there might be some waterworks here. I really can't codify it. I think it's just more of, like, a feeling. It's like, I mean, like, our team is a lifestyle, I would say. Like, I don't think it's hard to explain in words, but, like, I think just being, you know, waking up in the morning, being responsible for someone other than myself, like, having people rely on me, being able to maybe be a leader for people that, you know, be someone that I would have looked up to, you know, like, that's really something that I've, like, I don't know, I was thinking about it, like, a couple of days ago, I want to say, because we were talking to some kids, like, that were on Ford, that, you know, like, little kids, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, if I saw me and I was that little, I would, like, want to talk to me, you know, like, I've always had this idea of, like, what a college athlete is like, and, to be able to, like, fulfill that and be that person for, you know, my teammates, for myself, for my family, I really can't explain it, you know, it's amazing.
Kind of off of that, how do you hope you've shaped and changed Arizona athletics and Arizona triathlon?
I mean, to even say that is so nice, but I mean, I think, like, if anything, like, if you're gonna bet on anybody, bet on yourself, is what I hope that people can take away from my story. Like, I don't know, and be really proud of yourself, even in times where you think that you're not doing anything right. It's all gonna hopefully go, like, set you up for something even more amazing. And so, and then just obviously, like, go where you find your people. Like, I think that's just the most important part. Like, I would not be the person I am or have any of these amazing things to say if it weren't for all, I guess, like, 16 people that have been on our team, not including the coaches and the managers and obviously all of the athletic staff. Like, I think, I can say pretty solidly that I know almost everyone's name that has touched our program. And, like, everyone, it's just amazing to be part of their journey and to hopefully, have some kind of impact for the future.
Is there anything I'm not asking? Is there anything we're not talking about that you want people to know? I know that's a loaded question.
Yeah. I would just say, like, it's hard to, it's easy to probably like talk about like success and you know, all of these things that we've talked about, right? But I mean, at heart, like, you can be so scared and not know what you're, know what's going to happen, and like not believe that it could happen for you, and it still is going to, you know, it's going to be good, and you know, just take a risk. Obviously, like, I have so many people to thank. Like, I was thinking about this also the other day. Like, I'm just so lucky to be able to do what I do. A lot of people don't get the opportunities that I've had, like, especially because my parents put me in sports at such a young age, and I'm in all these like amazing classes, and I'm getting an education at the same time as being able to pursue what I want to. And so, yeah, I think everyone has really something special to contribute, and I'm just really lucky that I can do it on a stage like this.